That's been an issue with archives and rare books for a long time.
That's Daniel Davis, the Special Collections Coordinator at Merrill Kazir Library at Utah State University.
There are certain dealers who are very, very conscientious about not getting materials which have been looted, but that's not all dealers.
Hobby Lobby worked with dealers from the United Arab Emirates and Israel. The artifacts were shipped in a series of packages, some of which were eventually intercepted by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Hobby Lobby President Steve Green said in a statement that the company should have exercised more oversight and carefully questions how the acquisitions were handled.
Yeah, I would say that definitely he might not have known. But it's also kind of incumbent upon him to talk to the dealer and to try and get a good provenance for the materials. And in this case, these materials that we have a very specific provenance of where these came from, who they've been sold to since 1895.
So what does provenance mean?
Provenance is the history, it's a French term, history of custodialship. And so it's sort of who owned this stuff, where did it come from, and who bought it. And so the chain of ownership.
Davis says collectors need to demand a purchase history of the items. He says looting ancient artifacts is a problem, especially in the Middle East. Groups like ISIS have been known to steal artifacts and then sell them to make a profit. The artifacts at Utah State have a clear origin to avoid any problems.
We purchased these maybe 8-9 years ago, and the former dean, Rick Clements, was a nationally known historian on the history of the book. And he said, you know, we need something like this to teach the history of book and history of writing. So we bought them not necessarily in order to create a collection of these, but to use these as a teaching tool.
More information about Utah State University's ancient artifacts can be found at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.